This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Late summer and fall is when coyotes really yip it up. Their yips and howls are family communication that have nothing to do with bloodthirsty predators circling for the kill. The eastern coyote pack is small, an adult pair, and they're young. The youngsters are venturing out on their own now, and adults howl to round them up. When on the prowl for food, silence is the code, which makes good sense. But reuniting often inspires prolonged vocal celebrations. Coyotes are most active dawn and dusk, and there's not much they won't eat, from blueberries to mice to young deer. In the depths of winter, as prelude to breeding, pairs howl as part of their courtship, along with dispersed coyotes advertising for a mate of their own. Coyotes showed up in New Hampshire in the 1940s after eradication of wolves opened a wide niche. Coyotes didn't miss a beat. They took over former wolf territories, along with the big bad wolf reputation. There are no hunting season limits on coyotes, and some states offer bounties. But Wile E. Coyote keeps on expanding, suburban and urban settings included. There's evidence that population control programs actually trigger compensatory breeding in population increases. Rather than conjuring big bad wolf images when hearing coyotes, why not picture a reunion as family members greet one another, parents looking on as the young siblings yip and cavort, energetically as youngsters do. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.